Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Hi, Gabe. Yes, I have your $250,000 check.
Alrighty. Do you have a reservation code there?
2311.
Okay. You there?
Yes, 0401-0018-6354.
All right, hopefully I got that. Give me a moment here while I bring up your... Is this Lonnie Langdon I'm speaking with?
Yeah.
Okay. And is this the best number to reach you at if we get disconnected there, the 310-487-7979?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, all right, Lonnie, all righty. Is this your, work number or cell number?
Both.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty, I'm just going to verify a couple items here real quick. We don't have a business name down under your file. What's the name of your business there, Lonnie?
LSI Capital.
LSI Capital? Okay. And I'm just going to confirm a couple items, and then I'll answer any questions you might have there. I have billing address down as 7535 West 88th Place, Los Angeles, California, 90045. Is that right? Okay, and as far as the business classification goes, do you guys file as a corporation, LLC, partnership, sole prop?
Sole owner.
Okay, you guys are a sole proprietorship?
Yes.
Okay, great. And how long have you been in business there?
Let's see. It's 35 years.
Okay, wow. Quite a bit of time. Yeah, so if you can tell me what your needs are there, I can point you in the right direction. If you have any questions about our programs, you looking for capital, it sounds like, some cash flow?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what did you have in mind there for the business?
Revolving credit line of $250,000.
Okay, so you're looking for $250,000. All right, so we do have lines of credit for $250,000. Not everyone qualifies for our lines of credit. We also have our capital, working capital program, which works similar. We can get you an approval, and then you kind of take what you need, when needed there. But what would you be using the proceeds there for, Lonnie?
General purposes for my company.
Okay. Is okay. And what do you guys do exactly there?
Equipment leasing and financing for growing companies.
Okay. Financing. Okay. And last year, what did you guys do in gross annual sales?
Over 100,000.
Okay. Yeah, and just to kind of give you some feedback as far as what we'd be able to do for the business, is that your top line revenue, the 100,000, or just, do you know, is that just kind of right around 100,000, or?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so the most I think we'd be able to free up for the business there is probably like $15,000, $20,000, based on what you're telling me there with the sales. So, I mean, is that something that would help you guys out moving forward there for some operating capital?
What kind of pricing would that be?
So it's going to depend on how you look on paper, what the underwriters come back with. You could be paying as low as 10 cents on the dollar, and then it kind of moves up north from there depending on, personal credit. You guys have great time in business, which is a good factor, an important factor with when the credit analysts evaluate your file. So, you could be paying back as little as 10 cents on the dollar, and then it's going to move up from there, depending on those characteristics of the business.
But so what do you mean 10 cents? What do you mean so, 10 cents on the dollar?
And on a high end, let's say you have bad credit, you could be paying upwards, or not upwards, I should say probably a maximum of around 30 cents on the dollar on the high end. So when I say 10 cents on the dollar, let's say you borrow $20,000, you're paying back you know, 22, that would be 10 cents on the dollar. So you're paying back a couple thousand on the 20.
I don't understand.
Yeah, so it's instead of kind of like your traditional like annualized percentage rate, your, you know, compounding interest rate, we put forth a like a cost, fixed cost of funds. So essentially, you know, upon, you know, getting you a an approval, we would say, okay, Lonnie, you're borrowing $20,000. Your payback would be $23,000. So it's not a an annualized percentage rate.
Well, that's how financial people study things, annual percentage rate. So I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand. So I need APR. What's the APR?
I mean, they're pretty similar, right? It's going to be 10 to 30 cents on the high end. So you could just, you could look at that as a percentage.
It's
like,
it's not similar.
What's that?
It's not similar. So I asked you a question, you didn't answer it. What game are you playing?
I'm sorry, I'm having some trouble hearing you. Can you repeat that?
I asked you what the APR said, and you said you used, you didn't answer the question. So I want the answer.
Okay, so just to kind of go over it again, it's not an APR, it's not amortized, so it's a fixed cost of funds, right? So it's a cost of funds that are put forth to the money. So like I said, it fluctuates from anywhere from 10 cents on the dollar on the low end, 30 cents on the high end. So you can look at that as a percentage of what you're paying back. However, what I'm trying to convey here is that it's not...
If I borrowed $100,000, you said either pay back added interest of $10,000 up to $30,000. Is that correct?
Correct. Absolutely. You got it. Yep.
Okay. And what period is that over? Would that be paid back over 1 year?
So we have 1 to 3 years for our unsecured program there. 3 years on the high end there for, you know, our people with the A credit tiers. Usually around 1 to 2 years for your first time around. Especially, you know, if you're borrowing like $20,000, you know, as you know, the longer the term, the more you're going to be paying back. So it probably wouldn't even make sense to be paying that back over a 3 year period.
Mm-hmm. Where are you located, Gabe?
I'm in San Diego. We're just a little south of you guys, our main headquarters here.
I see. Okay. And you're work with the Bank of Cardiff, is that right?
Yep, Bank of Cardiff, that's correct.
How many people work for that company?
Probably, I would say around 50.
Okay.
And we also do like, you know, similar, you know, as you do with the equipment financing as well.
Mm-hmm. So you do that right there in Cardiff then, right?
No, we're not actually in Cardiff. You mean Cardiff by the Sea?
Right.
Yeah, no, we're more like La Jolla area. Not too far from there.
I see.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if you want to see what we can do, I mean, I don't, you know, if the business can use $15,000 to $20,000 and some operating capital there, we just look at 6 months bank statements, one page application, and we look at your Schedule C there for the tax return if available. All right. You have any questions? Any more questions there for you?
Okay. And who runs your department?
We have a few different people down here that run it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're breaking up. Go ahead. Say that again, Gabe.
We have a lot of different managers down here.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm really having my connection is, you know, it's a long ways from L.A. all the way to... La Jolla.
It's not too far there, Lonnie. But
now I hear you.
Yeah. If you want to see what we can do for you, you know, definitely something we can do. work up a proposal for you. It's really up to you. I can send you off an email if you want.
Okay, 6 months bank statements, a Schedule C, and what else did you say?
Just the one-page application that I can shoot off to you there.
Okay. All right, go ahead and send me the application then,
David. All right, what's your email address? I'm sorry?
Who runs your department? Who's the...
We have a few different managers there. Why do you ask? Just curious.
Well, I've been in this business 35 years. I know everybody,
Gabe. Oh, I bet. No, I bet you do. That is quite some time. Yeah. So you've been knocking out like just equipment leases and financing that sort of thing.
Yeah, I've done up to 100 per month. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very nice. Yeah. What's a good email address for you there, Lonnie?
Lon at lsi-capital.com.
Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot you off some information, and if you have any questions, you'll have my direct line there in the signature if you need to reach me for any questions about the process, anything like that.
Okay, and Gabe, what was your last name?
It's Nowoski.
How do you spell that?
It's Nowaskey.
Okay, Gabe, and then so you're right there in La Jolla. You're near Polo Ralph Lauren, right?
We're a little ways away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's one of my customers.
Oh, really? Oh, you work with them? Very nice. That's probably a great customer to have there. You're talking about
there. Do they ever wear their clothing?
Ralph Lauren?
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually wear their socks every day. I don't have them on today. But, yeah, are you talking about the one that's over there downtown La Jolla?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm familiar, yeah.
So I get around, Gabe.
Yeah, I hear you. You guys do a lot of work down here in San Diego?
I like to stay at, yes, I do. I like to stay at the Residence Inn right there by UC San Diego.
Oh, very nice. That's a nice area there.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice
area.
So,
I mean, I get around in your area because I do business down in your area.
Yeah, very nice. It's a nice area to do business in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also like to stay at the Marriott there in La Jolla.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Yeah, it's everywhere in La Jolla is nice. We're kind of like on that threshold there from like La Jolla, but Miramar area, like UTC. We're more like UTC area, which is that's kind of considered La Jolla. But
UTC is you probably go skating at the ice hockey.
Yeah. I'm not much of an ice skater. I tried once, and then that was pretty much it.
Yeah, I financed UTC, yep.
Oh, nice, very nice. Yeah, there's a lot of...
you like the mall there?
Yeah, it's nice. It's really... It's a nice updated mall, for sure.
Yeah, that mall was built by one of my clients.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Wow. Yeah, they're just expanding it like crazy. They're really expanding it like crazy right now.
My next trip down there, I'll probably stay at the Hyatt right there at UTC. Do you know where that is?
Oh, yeah. I've stayed there before.
You probably didn't know that I'd know all this stuff about your area.
No, it's nice to talk to someone that, you know, has been around the area. It's a great place to visit. I eat out in La Jolla a lot. I like a lot of the places down there.
Mm-hmm.
Some great food down there.
Okay, Gabe. Well, I'll look forward to your email then. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. You got it, Lonnie. I'll shoot that out to you here in the next 10 to 15 minutes, all right?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep. Take care.